Good morning, Mrs. Trumbull.
Good morning.
Well.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mrs. Ricardo. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Trumbull. But today isn't my birthday.
It isn't?
No.
But I wrote the date down when the Mertzes gave you that birthday party last year. Can't understand how I could have made such a mistake. When is your birthday?
Never.
What?
I had my last birthday a year ago today.
Oh, so you've reached that point.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you feel. I stopped having birthdays when I was your age. At least I think I was your age. How old are you?
How old were you when you stopped?
Well, my last birthday was my 29th.
You were just my age.
That's what I figured. I was 34 at the time.
Well, if it isn't your birthday, I'll take back my song.
Well, thank you very much. It was a very nice song, but I just don't want anything to remind me it's my birthday. Gee, I wonder how I can keep Ricky from remembering.
Just don't tell him.
Mrs. Trumbull, I'll have you know that Ricky never forgets my birthday. Why, this is the most important day of the year to him.
Well, that's nice.
Really?
Lucy!
Yes, dear?
Have I got any clean handkerchiefs?
In the top drawer. You just watch what a big fuss he makes.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Trumbull. Honey, I'm in a hurry, so I'll eat breakfast on the way down to the club. Goodbye. Bye.
Bye. What are you looking for, dear?
Well, I got something for you.
You have?
Yeah. Oh, here it is. I broke the crystal to my watch. Would you take it to the jeweler's for me, please?
Oh, sure, sure.
Thanks.
Well, he's probably going to buy my present downtown today, and he'll bring it home with him when he comes home to dinner tonight.
Yes.
Honey.
Oh, yes, dear?
I almost forgot what day this is.
You did?
I got an extra rehearsal at the club, so I won't be able to be home for dinner.
Now, don't feel too bad, Mrs. Ricardo. Remember, you wanted him to forget your birthday.
Sure, I wanted him to forget my birthday.
But he forgot my birthday.
Hi, Rick. Come on in.
No, Fred, I'm in a hurry. Look, I just wanted to check. Did you order the cake?
We certainly did. God. It's got pink roses and a great big heart with Happy Birthday, Lucy, written right on top of it.
Oh, gee, that's just wonderful. Oh, you should have seen it just now. She was just about to cry because she thinks that I've forgotten her birthday.
Well, we'll make up for it tonight. And everybody said they could come. Let me see, there's the Orsattis, the Sedgwicks, the Morgans, and the Van Blacks.
Wonderful, wonderful. I got a big ringside table at the club. I'm getting it all fixed up real pretty. And I wrote a special song just for Lucy.
A song?
Yeah.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Now, look, will you tell Ethel to keep it quiet?
You mean old Blabbermouth?
Yeah.
Don't worry, she won't say a word.
Okay. I'll see you later, Fred.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
So long, Rick.
Oh, my dear, you mustn't brood because your husband acted that way.
I'm not brooding. I'm really glad that Ricky forgot my birthday. It's just that it makes him look so bad in comparison to all my other friends who think enough of me to remember, like you and Ethel Mertz and all the rest. Mrs. Trumbull, would you stay here with little Ricky while I go downstairs for a while?
Well, certainly, Andrea.
You know, I guess I am feeling a little low about Ricky, and all the fuss that Ethel will make over my birthday will kind of cheer me up a little. To say nothing of the nice present she has undoubtedly bought me.
All right. I'll stay with the baby just as long as you want.
Thank you.
Now, don't rush.
No, I won't. Thanks. Oh, Ethel.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. I was just coming down to see you.
You were?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Oh, I Just wanted to say hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
What'd you want to see me about?
I brought up your mail.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, there wasn't much for anybody today.
I mean, there wasn't anything else on your mind?
Nope.
No. Well, let's see what's in the mail. Oh, this looks like a card of some kind. You know, a happy something or other card. Isn't this exciting?
What's the matter? Wasn't it exciting?
Not unless you want to go to the opening of Joe's Delicatessen.
Oh. Well, guess you better be running along.
Oh, no. No, sit down. Let's chat.
Okay.
What's new?
Oh, nothing. Nothing? What's new with you?
Nothing. Not a thing. You know, I have a strange feeling that today is some special day or something. You know, like I'd forgotten something.
Oh, I've had that feeling. Isn't it annoying?
Yeah.
What could it be?
Well, it must be something important. Da 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 da.
Imagine what it could be, Lucy.
What?
I got a date at the beauty parlor in 20 minutes. I got to get my hair fixed up for tonight.
Tonight?
Fred and I are going to go out with the head of his lodge to dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, so long, Lucy.
Bye.
Oh, didn't Mrs. Mertz remember your birthday either?
She sure didn't. In fact, she made Ricky's didn't look like a did.
Now, you just have a good cry.
Well, crying won't do any good. It won't change things any.
Oh, fine. Now I got the hiccups.
Try holding your breath. That'll stop them.
That never does any good. I always get the hiccups when I cry. Ever since I was a little girl.
But hold your breath for 20 seconds. That'll stop them.
It never does any good.
Oh, yes, it will. Come on, I'll prove it to you. Now, let's try.
All right.
Now, when I say go, you take a deep, long breath.
All right.
Go. Not yet. Not yet. 20 seconds is a long time. People don't realize how long it is. Well, this watch isn't even going.
Anyway, it made you forget your troubles.
It did not. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to give myself a birthday party.
Now, that's a good idea.
Will you come?
I certainly will.
It's going to be a gay party, too. Ooh. Everybody all dressed up, formal.
Fine.
And I'm going to ask all my good friends, the Orsatis, the Sedgwicks, and the Morgans, and the Van Blacks.
I'll get my dress out of the trunk. It's been there so long, it's back in style again.
Oh, good.
The town. If we're covered without a question, you better write her number down. Okay, boys, that's all right. Be sure you watch the last brass figures there. Bite them off real good, eh?
Now, let's have everything just right tonight, fellas. It's Lucy's birthday, and I got a surprise party for her. I want everything to be perfect.
Hey, Rick.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Everything's all set.
Did you get the cake?
Yeah. All right, bring it in. Bring it in.
Oh!
Did you ever see a cake like that in your life?
Oh, isn't that the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
Look at the candles.
Oh, now. And that frosting.
Happy birthday, Lucy.
Oh, she's going to get a big cake.
Yeah.
She's going to get a
look
big cake out
stars.
Of that.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, dear, I forgot to call you. I couldn't get anyone to come to my party, Mrs. Trumbull.
What do you mean you couldn't get anyone to come? I'm here.
Well,
little Rick is here. Well, we can have a wonderful party, just the three of us. You can't have a real party without paper hats. There's one for you. And one for me. One for little Ricky.
Oh, I look so cute.
Well, now let's throw some of this around. Give it a gay atmosphere. Whee!
I guess so. I sure appreciate everything you've done, Mrs. Trumbull. The cake and all, it's very nice. It's just that I guess I'm not much in a party mood. Mrs. Trumbull, would you stay with little Ricky again? I'd like to take a walk.
All right, dear, you go right ahead.
Thank you.
Don't you worry. I'll take care of little Ricky, all right.
Okay, thank you.
And hurry back so we can cut the cake.
Yeah.
Tropicana.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Ricardo, please.
Mr. Ricardo, yes, he's around somewhere. Just a moment. Oh, Ricky.
Yeah?
On the phone, please.
Okay.
Hello.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What?
You man, you.
Who is this?
It's Mrs. Trumbull.
Mrs. Trumbull?
Thanks to you, your poor little wife is crying her eyes out, and even now she's walking the streets brokenhearted.
What are you talking about?
Today happened to be your wife's birthday.
Oh, I know that. I know it. I got a wonderful surprise party all fixed up for her.
You have?
Why, sure. I was just about to call the apartment and ask her to bring me down some music that I left on top of the piano. Now, well, what are you talking about, her walking the streets?
Well, I guess I exaggerated, but, oh, she was so upset. She went out for a walk.
Oh, gee, I didn't want that to happen. But look, Mrs. Trumbull, as soon as she comes back, tell her that I call and that I want her to bring me some music that I left on top of the piano right down to the club.
All right, Mr. Ricardo. And don't you worry, I'll stay with the baby.
Ah, thank you, Mrs. Trumbull. You're a real doll. Muchas gracias.
Adios, amigo.
Thank you.
Friends, I think we have found here a poor, lonely soul who needs our help.
Oh, you mean me?
Indeed we do, my dear. We who know what it is to be lonely, cast off and forgotten, bring you friendship.
Oh, well, thanks just the same, but I'm all right.
Oh, open up your heart and let our friendship in. We know what it is to have to spend the night on a park bench.
Oh, you've got me all wrong. I'm all right. I got plenty of money.
We're sure of that.
Oh, no, really. I'm loaded.
We're sure of that, too.
Oh, no. You don't understand. You see, I always get the hiccups when I cry. And, well, I've been crying. I don't know why I should tell you, but... Well, today was my birthday, and nobody even...
Oh, it's her birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Lucy.
Lucy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice. Thanks.
You don't have any friends, do you?
No, I...
Well, you have friends now. Come with us, my dear.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, you still don't trust us, do you?
Well, it isn't that I don't trust
you. Is there anyone here among us who would like to tell of his experience with the friends of the friendless?
I would like to do that, sir. Mm. I would like to tell you of something that happened to me and the lesson I learned. And the meaning of true friendship. I didn't have a friend in the world. I was just a bit of flotsam in the sea of life. A pitiful outcast, shunned by my fellow man. I was a mess. And then, one day they came along, these good people, unasked. The friends of the friendless. And they put their arm around my waist and they said, we will be your friend because you are friendless. And we are the friends of the friendless. And if you accept our friendship, you will never again be friendless. For we are the friends of the friendless. And you will have friends. To this day, I have never been friendless. I have friends. Friends in the time of joy. Friends in the time of sorrow. Real friends. True friends. Friends.
Friends. Friends. My friends.
You will come with us?
No. No, I want you to go with me. There's someone I want to give a lesson to in the true meaning of friendship.
Of course.
You're a wonderful audience. Those were Pew and Carol, the two greatest contortionists in America today. Now we like to introduce...
Yeah.
We are friends of the friendless. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are friends of the friendless. May they near, may they far. We have lived the bird on garden and we sober up the sun. We are friends of the friendless. Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
I want to tell you all something that happened to me. The lesson I learned tonight and the true meaning of friendship. These people are my friends, the friends of the friendless. And I was friendless. I was just a bit of flotsam in the sea. A pitiful outcast, shunned by my fellow man. I was a mess. The people I thought were my friends forsook me. Even my own husband. Proved he was just a husband and not a friend. Today was my birthday. And do you think anybody remembered? Nobody remembered. Nobody did a thing about it. Nobody even as much, not a...
Happy birthday!
For weeks. Oh, we just couldn't get a hold of you. We ran out of the house. Nobody could find you.
Oh, no.
Sure. Oh. And I got a wonderful present for you. You want to hear it?
Hear it?
I love Lucy and she loves me. We're as happy as two can be. Sometimes we quarrel, but then how we love making up again. Lucy kisses like no one can. She's my missus and I'm her man. And life is heaven, you see. 'Cause I love Lucy, yes, I love Lucy. And Lucy loves me.
Was played by Elizabeth Patterson. The man in the park was Ransom Sherman. The leader of the band was Byron Folger, and the head waiter was William Hamill.
Lucy is a Desi Lou production.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.
This is the CBS Television Network.